At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Up on Gay. Presents Conversations with a Legend.
Around here, we hustle for a living. Around here, we grind for a living. Around here, we hustle for a living. Around here, we grind for a living.
You might have already answered, but And I feel like you may have, but I want to give you the opportunity to answer it. I ask every legend, what do you want your legacy to be? When people speak on you long after you cease to exist here, what is it that you wanted your legacy to linger on? What is it that you wanted people to say about Greg Lloyd?
Well, I'm going to say this. When it comes to linebackers, and especially Steelers linebackers, but when it comes to linebackers in general, when they start speaking to linebackers in the NFL, if my name doesn't get mentioned, then I didn't do my job. That's how I feel. So you got to do your job so well. I tried to do that job so well. The work's been done. Can't undo it. But when you start talking about linebackers and, you know, especially linebackers of the past, I mean, at some point, I was number one, number two, or number three linebacker, you know, in the 90s. You're talking about DT and Seau, you know, at that point. And, you know, depends on who's writing the magazine or who was talking or who was a fan, you know, you're one, two, or three. And in my head, I've always thought I was one. You know, I've always thought I was one. I was very good friends with my two deceased, you know, buddies, Derek Thomas and Junior Seau. It's like, you know, all my great friends, it's like they all passed away, you know, and my boy 9-1. So no competition. It was just that I did things different because, again, they had the opportunity to rush every down where I got a cover. Mm-hmm. I got a cover. I was cover linebacker. But I would want people to think that, you know what, a legacy for Greg Lloyd would be, you know, he gave you everything on every down. And, you know, don't line up in front of him and not be ready to play because he'll embarrass you, you know, kind of thing. So my legacy, you know, you're going back to Steelers and stuff like that. When they start talking Steeler linebackers, when your name get mentioned with Jack Lamberts and your name get mentioned with, you know,
Put ham on it. Go ahead, put that Pitt Stater up in there.
I got to do it. Well, you know, I call him Ham. I got to call him Hammer. When your name get mentioned with Hammer and your name's mentioned with, all the great linebackers that came through there, when your name get mentioned with those guys, man, I mean, that in itself is a Pittsburgh legacy. But a legacy throughout the league, I know when I was playing, like I said, I played against and with some great guys. And, you know, I think all of us at some point, there was nobody that I thought that was better than me, you know. And I never put myself out there to be better than anybody, but I played that way. And I played that way because of this, because that's where I went to school at. And I had to keep proving to people that, yes, it's an HBCU, a historically black college. We play football, but guess what? We're not on television, but we got this. And if you put us, and if you put us somewhere in a forest, somewhere in the woods, and you drop us off, oh, we're coming out. Mm-hmm. We're coming out with food for everybody. We're coming out. We're going to come out with food. So that's what I wanted to do. And I think that's what I did. You know, so leaving a legacy of Fort Valley, a legacy of Fort Valley State College, a legacy of linebackers, and then a legacy of, hey, listen, in the 90s, man, we had so many great linebackers, man. But to be in that, always in that top three, I think that does it for me. So, you know, for me, man, that's just, you know, there ain't but one other thing that they can honor me with, you know.
They need, if they have social media, are you in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, 5 years, 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, because again.
You're no different. I look at how they talk about Aaron Donald, right?
Yeah, right.
And how he's quiet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to believe the DNA of how Aaron Donald is and how he does things and how he moves is he's a descendant of the brain of Greg Lloyd. We all are. We all are.
Right, right. Because you see it. When he loses it, he loses it.
Oh, yeah.
When he loses it, I was the same way. When he loses it, he loses it. But see, again, like I say, I think social media is a great thing for, and it's a great tool to be used, you know, in its proper place. And I just think that if we abuse it, if we take it and we say, and you have the wrong people saying, see, LeVar Arrington, you can say, that guy right there is a great player. Why? You played the game. You understand. You played against great players. You were a great player. You played against great players. You've been on the team with great players. So you understand what that word great player means.
Indeed.
It shouldn't come out of your mouth like go brush your teeth. It shouldn't come out of your mouth like that. And so my thing of it is because – a guy made a good play in a game, you know.
Maybe it was a great play. but that does not equate to great player.
It does not equate to a career of being a great player. It was a great play. It was, you know, it may have been a great play. He had a great play. But see, my thing with this right here, and I say this, and I know you got to go.
No.
I used to say this to the guys when I coached in Tampa with Raheem Morris, the head coach. I coached in Tampa. I had coached linebacker. Mm-hmm. I used to tell linebackers all the time, you want to be in this league, here's what you got to do. Every day in practice and in every game, there's two plays that you got to make, and then there's two plays you ain't got no freaking business making. So if you can make four plays, two plays that you know in practice, you know how they script them out in practice. They scripting a play at you, they scripting a play at me because they know that they like to run this play, and then you got something funky that you do, and you need to be able to get this read. So, boom, here come the play, LeVar, boom, you made the play, okay. So LeVar's got that. It ain't over with because they're going to probably give it to you again. But come game, you made the play in practice. Now come game, you see that, boom, you make the play, boom, all right, LeVar got that. But then there's also two plays that you got no business making. That's when you take that tight end, throw him down, hit that fullback, reach out there and grab that guard, and then reach around and grab that guy. They go, God damn! LeVar took on the tight end. The fullback came down, hit him with his shoulder, reached over, grabbed the guard, and then tackled the guy. What were the other fuckers doing? What were all the other fuckers doing? That's your guy, one, two, that's three more. That's three guys. That's three.
That three guys. Somebody free.
What were they doing? What were they doing?
Right.
And you made the play. Great play. You see what I'm saying? Right. That's a great play. You know, and you make one more like that. So you don't make two plays you got, you know, got no business making, and you don't make two plays.
More.
I mean, what team
you got to do that every
to?
Week?
You got to do that every week.
That's the definition of greatness. You got to do it all the time.
Week in and week out. I'm not talking about a guy shows up for one season and then the next season you go, well, is he still in the league? Who's he playing with? They say, oh, no, he's still playing for the same team. He's like, well, shit, I ain't heard nothing about him this year. Because he thought his shit didn't stink last year. And then this year, he didn't go put the work in because he figured that 1 year would get him a contract. Did you realize, guys, now five sacks, that's considered a great season?
Yes. Yes.
Don't you laugh at that shit?
Yes.
That was a fucking joke in our day, bro.
Yes.
That was a joke in our day, you know? But five sacks. Guys go five sacks
solid
and we go,
year.
Oh, man, you know, he's got now. We're going to give him $70 million. I go, they got to be fucking kidding me. But they couldn't afford us. They couldn't afford it. You think they could afford me, Kevin Green, LeVar Kirkland, Chad Brown, Rod Woodson, Carnell Lake, and Joel Speed, and they couldn't afford us. They couldn't afford to keep us all together. But the way we played the game, we opened the doors for these guys. And I don't want anybody who see this to think that we're hating. It's just that it's a respect thing. It's a respect thing. And I'm going to say this, and if I see him, he don't like it, it's whatever. I had a recently, back in May, beginning of May, me, LeVon, Chad, we was in Pittsburgh. Me, LeVon, Chad, at Monrovia Mall. And then we were doing an autograph session. Guy brought us in, and I walked in, and Hammer was already signing, and Franco was on the end. So before I start signing, I got to go down and give homage to my elders. So I go down, I hug Franco, stop what he's doing. I come back over, and I hug Hammer, and what are you doing? We have a little chit-chat, and then I sit down, okay? So LeVon did the same thing. Chad did the same thing. Number 90 comes out. He sits down in the chair, and he signs, and he gets up and leaves. And I almost lost it, bro. I almost lost it. I almost fucking lost. I don't give a fuck if you are the defensive player of the year. I don't give a fuck if you had 30 sacks. These guys paved the way.
Wow.
And so it pissed me off right then and there. And I was like, but it's that generation. See, it's that generation.
These dudes are different these days, man.
It's that generation.
So he might not even been aware of how offensive what he didn't do.
But see, they think it's our job to go and say, hey, how you doing? Like, you ain't did shit we didn't do.
Man, you know how alarming that is?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when your social gathering's picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. We all have had experiences where if you get that help, it helps you get through, whether it's talking to somebody you love or talking to someone professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with licensed therapists and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Like this, to someone like me, I'm running up to y'all.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I didn't even play for the Steelers.
Right. Absolutely. But see, I'm that way.
Running to y'all.
I used to say, man, I used to be in a room with Joe Green and Mel and Donnie Shell and Franco. And they got John Colby in there. Even got Bradshaw in there. And we sitting there at a golf tournament, and they talking through. I'm the this guy in the room. You feel me?
Yes.
All the stuff that we talking about now, everybody know what I did, but I'm the this guy in that room.
And I'm being that guy in that moment.
What?
Right.
Do you want me to go get you some wine? I'll go get you some wine. I'll go get y'all a drink. Y'all sit down. I got that. You know, because when you're comfortable with who you are and what you've done, I got no competition. They got won 4 Super Bowls, but
that's right.
dominant. They won. They didn't just win for a Super Bowl. They beat people's ass.
They beat them up.
Yeah, and I ain't talking about just in playing football. I'm talking about in the fighting and all. They just beat people's ass. So I love that about them, bro. And so when I sit and hear them talk, I would get goosebumps. And I was like a little kid just sitting there going, like tell some more, talk some more. But it's like, I'm not going to say nothing in that group. What am I going to say? Right. What am I going to say? What am I going to say in that group? Nothing. And I just sit there and I listen to them. So how do you get these other guys to get? They think like, well, we go in there and sit down and listen to these guys talk. That don't help us at all. It's a mentality. And the mentality was defensive guys were getting on offensive guys and telling offensive guys, y'all get y'all shit together, you know, and stuff like this right here. Or like me, I would tell Damani and them would go out on the field and they would, you know, they would get a fumble or something like that. And they'd be coming out the field and Damani, you know, one of the nicest person in the world. Damani Dawson, nicest person in the world. You can't out nice Damani. You can't out nice, but one of the nicest people in the world. He'd be walking on the field, go, oh, Brother Grant. He said, Brother Grant, oh man, we're gonna get that back. And I would turn around and look at him and say, I said, hey, I'm glad y'all fumbled. Because then nobody come to watch y'all ass anyway. They come to watch us. So you see what I'm saying? It's a mentality. You see what I'm saying? It's a mentality. You sit on the sideline and you go, I can't wait till these motherfuckers throw an interception.
Go get some popcorn, player. You know? Fumble it again. We here to work.
They come to watch us. They didn't come to watch you guys. So y'all fumble that shit. Get off the field so people can come watch what the real show is. Now, I wasn't saying it in a disrespectful way. I'm saying it in a way like, okay, you know, I can really take these guys if I want to, and I don't want to do it to my teammate, but I got – how do you spin something positive off of something negative?
Yeah.
You know, go to Super
That's
Bowl.
That's a come-up, though. You got to accept the challenge on that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You got to accept that challenge.
It's all head games, man. That's all it's just head game. You know, and so the thing about it is, like, if somebody tell me that, if you tell me that, you walking on the field, you go, y'all get y'all punk ass off the field. Nobody could have watched y'all. I was like, dude, I'm either getting kicked out of the game or thrown out of the game. I'm getting to a fight. Very next play. That's how it's going to be. But it doesn't resonate, you know, with these guys. And I understand that rules have changed and stuff like this. But has the heart changed?
Yeah.
Has the heart changed? What makes you not want to make that guy in front of you quit playing football? You ain't got to play dirty. You just beat his ass. You just beat his ass every play, talk shit to him, you can't talk shit no more because it's called taunting now. You can't go over there. You can't jog around the field doing warm-up and tell the quarterback, hey, every time I run by here, motherfucker, you going to shut him because when the real shit starts, you know, ain't nobody going to be, you know, can't nobody. You know, we used to say stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
People go, man, y'all crazy. Yeah, we used to do that because that was real football. It was real football then, you know.
Yeah.
And if you out here playing a man's game, and somebody running through the field say something crazy to you, and you go nut up, that's on you.
That's right.
That's on you. That's why
that's
we
part
have,
of it.
But that's why we have a training camp to get rid of motherfuckers like that.
That's right.
You feel me? That's what training camp is about. Training camp is about getting rid of all these motherfuckers who think they want to play football.
That's right.
And then you line up the next day, you be like, somebody messing. How can a grown ass man? See, this is something that people don't talk about. How can a grown-ass man – think about this, El. Most of your life, you don't want to be an NFL player, right?
That's
NFL football player. You get – somebody says, hey, even if you don't get drafted, somebody invites you to their training camp. Parents and everybody, girlfriends, fiance, wife, whatever you got, you gone. And then just one day you show up. And they say, did you get cut? You're like, no. Well, why are you here? How do you go home and tell mom and them that you fucking quit?
I quit.
How do you go and tell somebody you quit? This is what something that you've been training for since you were 6 freaking years old. And you walk out of training camp and you quit. So what woman's going to, what woman be mad to this fucker?
This is what you left me for?
Are you freaking kidding me? You know? So it's a joke, man. So I don't get it, man. But it's like all those little nuances, man, they come into play. It's all about that. But like I said, at the end of the day, buddy, it's a game, man. I relish. I love it. I love the game. I love the, you know, I love the guys that I played with. I love the guys I played against. The guys that I played against made me a better player. You know? Hey, listen, man. As a rookie, going up against Anthony Munoz?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
What? I couldn't wait for that big Mexican to retire.
Right.
But I was never going to say it to him. I gave him everything I had every time. But when he retired, I was sitting there one day, he retired. I was like, shit, I'm going to go have me a drink. he was a beast, bro. He was a beast. And I had to see him twice a year. He was a beast. But I tell you what, man, if it wasn't for him and other guys like him, I don't get to be the player that I was, you know?
Wow.
Because, you know, if you put me in front of a guy that's a joke, I get 7 sacks on him.
That's easy work.
What am I going to celebrate? Don't be talking, he's the greatest. No, fuck. This guy that they had me in front of me is garbage. Right. I was supposed to get that. If I didn't get that, then you guys would say,
you got to look at you.
Greg is garbage because the guy he's in front of is garbage.
That's
So we have to have balance, but we have to have people like you and me telling the truth about this bullshit. Indeed. Instead of some motherfucker with a tie on sitting there and he's fucking company man and he gonna say all kind of company shit so that everybody can, you know, I keep my job. He's like, man, I can't respect you. I can't respect you because see, shit wasn't like that when you was playing. So call it. If motherfucker does something knucklehead, let's call it knucklehead. Let's not try to spin it good. Knucklehead shit is knucklehead shit. You know?
That's right.
Let's call it what it is. You know? I mean, I know we have to be politically correct, but I'm not. That's why I don't do that shit. I'm not politically correct. You know? Yeah. He do some dumb shit. That's some dumb shit right there. You know?
You know, that's more acceptable these days. You need to do a podcast, Greg Lloyd.
Think about it.
Mr. Lloyd, let me do it.
Think about it.
Let's talk.
Okay, we'll do that.
You need to do a show, my brother.
Hey, man. I talk myself into I get to talking about football, and I don't talk football a lot. And I tell most people that, like, I'm golf, and they find out who I am. I like, they never play football, and I don't talk golf with them. They've never played football. Let's talk golf, but let's not talk football, because I'll tell you something, and you're not gonna get it. And then I get excited, like I'm getting excited right now. Then you're getting scared. So it's like, let's not talk football, because I can take it to another level and I can take it up here, and it ain't really a whole lot you can do about it. So let's just, you guys talk about whatever it is y'all do in this golf, and I'll just, you know, I'll listen, but I don't do it, man. But with somebody that's played the game, a fellow player that has done what he's done, man, and you had a great career too, brother.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
How long did you play? How long did you play?
7. I got
7 years. Yeah. So
I popped my Achilles, and that was it for me.
I get you, bro. But like I said, at the end of the day, 7 years is more than 3. It's more than none. You know, and so you got 7 years.
I gave you 3 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros.
There you go.
I wasn't playing when I had it.
And what people can't and never understand, they'll never understand what you went through or what I went through and what we saw. They can't, you know, we can talk about that, but other people can never grasp that if you've never been through that. You know, other players can, and I'm sure other guys' experiences may have been better or worse, you know, than I will always. But I wasn't chasing contracts, I was chasing you. Yeah,
I was chasing you.
Well, you chasing me, I'm chasing Hammer, I'm chasing Green, I'm chasing Lambert, that's what I was chasing. I'm chasing Dunn and Shell, I'm chasing Mel Blount. That's who I'm chasing. Because at the end of the day, man, I think the highest honor for me was when the Steelers inducted me into the Hall of Honor.
Amazing.
Basically, what they're saying that, you know, hey, you're one of those players that we, you
and
know,
we have to do all Hall of Famers.
All Hall of Famers.
You need to be in that Hall of Fame, man.
Well, listen, man, I tell you what. I'm not one of those guys that don't show up on a TV show and be on it for years and years until somebody put me on the thing. And I say it to this. I say it like this, and it's you and me. If they decide they don't want to put me in it, shame on them, you know. But to put somebody in it that not as good as I am, you know, that's ridiculous.
You were a first-team All-Pro three times.
Yep.
You were a five-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
There are dudes in the Hall of Fame that have less than that on their resume.
Yep. Defensive Player of the Year in 1994. You know? Wow. So it's one of those things, man, where it's like, I get it, but I'm not going to.
You ain't got to say you get it. You ain't got to say you get it. Because there's no way to understand that.
But here's the deal. People who were back then, And was watching the game back then, was influencing the game back then when we were there, a lot of those people are gone. The people that they're bringing in now, they're young guys.
Yeah.
They're younger guys. They don't know a lot about me.
But if you're bringing them in, they gotta know. Like, it shouldn't have took that long for 9-1 to get in.
Thank you. But see, the thing about it is, that's the problem. The problem is that people aren't bringing in guys that are historians and guys that understand the game. They're bringing in right now guys. They're bringing in right now guys. And they see guys that, guys that were in their time, they go, I liked him when he was down. Yeah, that kind of, so I when I say I get it, that's what I mean by I get it. Do I get them not putting me in there, not even considering me? Dude, I haven't even been considered. You know, they put Zach Thomas in front of me and considered Zach Thomas. And I was like, okay. They, you can... You know, I can't say what I'm going to say. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if you put Zach Thomas on my team when I was playing, he would have never made our team. Zach Thomas would have never made Pittsburgh Steelers team. He would never made it.
Wrong with saying, hey.
He would never made it. And half of these guys that are playing right now,
They
would never made our team. They would never made our team. These guys, they're calling great and this and that and that. They would have never made our team because we would have run that. We'd have run the ass away because of how we practiced and because of what our standards were. Our standards were perfection, man. Mm-hmm. When you can see, that's why I kind of can get back to golf because you were golf. You're supposed to call a stroke on yourself. You ain't see it. I say, hey, LeBar, my ball moved. Like, this will happen. I call a stroke on myself. Not that we do it all the time, you know, and shit like that. especially when it's a high money game. It's a high stake money game, you know. But just like I said, I lay it with just supposed to, you know.
That's right. So
when you come into football, the thing about it is that it's the same way. I'm supposed to push you. You're supposed to push. I'm supposed to go out to practice every day. I'm supposed to leave it on the field. That's what the whole thing.
That's right.
We didn't say leave it on the game field. We said leave it on the field. So we still have a practice field, do we not?
That's right.
Do we not
That's
still
right.
have a practice field?
You're going to practice way more than you're going to play.
Thank you. So we have to do the same thing. And that's the way these guys are practicing now. They couldn't have practiced with us because I'm like, hey, listen, LeBar, you got to make that play. I mean, you boys. But when the helmet goes on, like you say, he says, I don't see people.
Right.
I don't see people when the helmet goes on. My sister's trying to text me. But when the helmet goes on, I don't see people. What I see is I see team. And here's what's going to happen. You, my teammate, he's like, hey, man, goddamn, you got to get your ass down in there, man.
That's right.
And if you take that the wrong way, don't take it like I'm like, I don't like you. In fact, I'm a perfectionist. Get your ass down in there, okay?
When
that fucking ball steps, you need to get your ass down in there because I don't want it to come back. I got a job to do. You get down in there and I can get off of you, or I got to get down there and you can get off of me. That's how it works. But if you're not doing it, now I got to go and I got to come to you. And I go, hey, big man, what the fuck? You know, that's usually what it is. It's like, what the fuck? I ain't going
to the
coach.
I'm laughing because Bruce Smith was sunning me my rookie year. Bruce was sunning me. He set my tone quick. He set the tone quick for me. Big Bruce, like, Marco Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
They set the tone for me.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, what the fuck? Get your ass down in there. And then that's guys right. want to, you know, you get
or
your
get the hell off
get the
field.
Fuck off of this field. That's right. Get your ass down in there. That's how we do stuff. But Bruce
you messing
Bruce.
With my time and
Thank
my money. If you ain't going to do it, get off the field.
You ain't going to fucking get me hurt. Don't get me hurt.
Right.
I know they big down in there, bitch. I've been down in there. You know?
Right.
Get your ass down in there where you're supposed to be. You trying to hang that's out right. here. That's for the fast guys. Fast guys hanging out here. But listen, man, it's
we
good to talk
this
to you.
All day.
All day.
I'm circling up with you. You need a podcast. I'm saying it right here. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame, y'all. And he needs a podcast. We're going to work to get both of them done. That's the great master Greg Lloyd on Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. Till next time, y'all.
Outstanding, bro.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.